It started about a month ago when many homeowners in Charlotte found informational hang tags on their front doors. Victor Adia lives near Freedom Park.
It basically said that Rainbow Tree Care would be applying this chemical cambistat to several trees that were in the Duke Energy right-of-way.
Rainbow Tree Care is a Minnesota company Duke Energy hired for the project. The tag they distributed says Duke is evaluating cambistat, what it calls a tree growth management product. The tag claims the chemical gently slows tree growth and can actually make trees more drought resistant by redirecting energy normally spent on growth into making leaves thicker and greener and roots stronger. What wasn't on the tag, though, caused a lot of confusion. Duke Energy spokeswoman Paige Lane explains.
There wasn't a lot of information about why Duke has to maintain the right-of-way. There wasn't a lot of information about the product and how it's been used for years by arborists to maintain tree health. There wasn't information about property owners having the ability to not participate in the program, that this was just an option that we were offering them.
Hundreds of people called Rainbow Tree Care with questions and concerns. Now Duke says it's pausing the program. Cambistat, or paclobutrazol, has been around for 3 decades. It's injected into the soil around a tree's roots using a pressurized syringe that looks like a small jackhammer. After it's absorbed, the chemical slows down the tree's growth for up to 3 years. Lane says Duke wants to use it to reduce how much trimming it has to do around power lines.
So when we come through and trim the trees, we won't have as much foliage we have to cut off, so it won't be as noticeable as it typically is when we trim.
Workers will still come through to trim just as often, about every 5 years. But with the cambistat reducing the amount of growth, Duke hopes they'll be able to move much faster. When you're clipping hundreds of trees a day, she says, any time savings really add up. But cambistat also carries risks. Children and pets, for example, should stay away from soil that's been treated for several days. People shouldn't eat fruit or nuts from a tree for a year after it's treated. Duke says it's not putting the chemical on fruit and nut trees, though. But none of this information was on those door tags. NC State University horticulturist Barb Fair says cambistat carries a fairly low warning from the EPA.
So there's not a skull and crossbones or any of those other much more hardcore warning signs on that product.
And even for animals and children who might eat some of the soil, she says it's almost non-toxic.
You would have to eat a tremendous amount in order to get anything that would make you ill.
Fair says cambistat can actually benefit large, older trees, which can be harmed when utilities have to prune several limbs. Some Duke customers thought the Rainbow employees were trying to sell them something when they knocked on their doors to explain what they were doing. So Duke spokeswoman Paige Lane says her company's going to revamp the way it explains the cambistat program to residents.
We really want to get out there and say, here's what we're offering, here's what to expect, this is the truck that the people will be driving, here's what they'll be wearing, you do not have to participate, this is merely just something optional.
The city of Charlotte gave Duke permission to treat trees in the public right-of-way, but the company says people will be able to opt out if their property is adjacent to the right-of-way. Duke isn't saying how soon it plans to restart the cambistat program, but this time the company says it'll be sure to let everyone know about it. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.